Turning our attention now to the ASX. Here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, brought to you today by Prospect Resources, ASX code PSC. I'm Matt Burney and I'm joined now by geologist Dave Broomfield from Prospect Resources. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Matt. How are you going?
I'm good. Okay, so Prospect Resources is a battery mineral explorer with a focus on several rare earths and lithium projects in the sub-Saharan region of Africa, including Zimbabwe and Namibia. This week, the company added a new string to Expo, acquiring 85% of the Mumbazi Copper Cobalt Project in Zambia, which is surrounded by several world-class copper mines. Okay, Dave, where exactly is this new project and what's the geological territory around it notable for?
Oh, we're in the guts of the Zambian copper belt here, Matt, and there's a very large-scale, low-grade copper resources here, and that's what we're chasing ourselves.
What are some of the big examples over there?
We've got First Quantum are there with Kanchanti and also at Sentinel. And the one that's adjacent to our new ground is Barrick Gold, who have the Lumwana mine, large Lumwana mine.
Yeah, that is massive. Do you know what the resource of that one is?
Beyond a billion tonnes, I believe, at about 0.5% copper.
Now, on your ground, are there any old drill hits? And if so, what are the best of them?
Yeah, so what we've got there is part of the deal was to inherit the old data from the company that was there before. That was Argonaut Resources, now Orpheus Uranium. Oh, look, some of the better ones that we've seen close to surface was like 176 metres at 0.55% copper from 51 metres and 71.4 metres at 0.61 copper from only 29.6 metres from surface.
Okay, what sort of strike extent have you identified for the mineralisation of the project, or was it a bit too soon for that?
Look, the Nungu Central is the main, the Nungu area is the main prospect area that's been drilled to date. That's where most of the work's gone in. Look, 1.7 kilometres already defined on Nungu Central and a separate 1 kilometre strike of Nungu South.
Have you got a sense of the potential scale of the mineralisation? I'm guessing there's no existing resource yet. Is there an exploration target there?
Yeah, so the exploration target that was put together by Orpheus, it was way back in 2013 actually, it was 130 to 180 million tonnes at between 0.45 and 0.65 cent copper, and that equates to a metallic copper range of about 580,000 tonnes to 1.15 million tonnes of in-situ copper. Quite big.
Exploration in Africa can be expensive. How well funded is Prospect?
Yeah, look, as of December 31, we retained over 21 million cash Australian from the sale of the Arcadia mine back in 2022. So well funded to push through on this one.
Dave Broomfield from Prospect Resources, thanks for joining me on Bulls and Bears. And remember, we're only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney, and this is Bulls and Bears.
For more public company interviews, go to the Money page on the 6PR, 2GB, 3AW and 4BC websites and click the Public Companies tab.